You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 55.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so, so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at fools. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Hello and welcome to V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast worldwide webs. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark. I'm tired of cleaning all day, but I love watching Back to the Future, Johnson. And this week's review will be about The Sandman, Brief Lives by Neil Gaiman. Although I do wonder why that title is called that now that I think about it. But how y'all doing tonight? Alright, I'll take that silence as a, you're doing alright, or you're just like, what in the hell? Yeah, man, I have cleaned all day, and I must tell you that if you ever decide to have a movie on in the background while you're cleaning that's not, say, a television TV or a cable TV like USA or TBS or something, is a bad idea. Well, that was my theory, because I think I'm having my quote-unquote landlord, I don't know, can you call Caltrans a landlord? Come over on Monday to try to fix some, so I better clean up the bathroom at least, and clean up my place in general. Even though I'm 28 and single and a guy, I don't keep my place as a pigsty for the ladies. So, I decided to put on Back to the Future. I was like, I've seen that a million times. I could just hear it through my nice stereo setup, especially since my fan doesn't work in the bathroom. And, you know, I don't really need to watch it. Big mistake. It took me at least two, maybe three times longer to clean everything. Because I kind of just was watching it. And then I'd be like, well, let me watch the extras. And then I was like, well, you know, it says to be continued, right? I'm going to watch the second one. Yeah, I watched the second one. Might as well watch the third one. So all those hours later, I don't know when I did, but I did eventually finish. And then I cooked, and then it got messy, and then I cleaned again. Blah, 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 blah. It's very boring. No one really cares about all that, but man. Look at how good Back to the Future is. Greatest trilogy ever. And that's right, I said it. Is there another trilogy that's as good? I mean, let's be honest. When I was younger, or pre-prequels, I might have said Star Wars. Although some people really hated Return of the Jedi. I don't understand why. Because A New Hope ages worse. Even the non-special edition versions age like shit. But I can see people liking that. After watching the prequels, it's hard to watch the originals now. And by originals, I mean version 5.0. Because, I don't know. That takes away, man. But even watching the originals, you'd be like, oh, there's Vader. Oh no, Padme! And then you're like, oh, there's Hayden Christensen. Oh, there's Jake Lloyd. And then Luke, Leia. Oh, I don't know how they got their names. And like, oh, there's Obi-Wan. Oh, there's Obi-Wan. Right. Yeah. And then we can go to the Indiana Jones trilogy. Be honest, I don't think I've watched the first one all the way. I don't get why people say it's so great. And some people hate on the second one, Temple of Doom, which I rather enjoyed. Maybe it's because I saw it first, or I was that kid's age, a Chinese kid's age. And then the third one is phenomenal. It's the best one in the series. But then they made a fourth, so meh, what are you gonna do? Now, if they remake, I mean, I know they're remaking The Karate Kid. But if they remake Back to the Future, I would be like, so sad. I mean, because man, I think The Karate Kid's in my top five. Yeah, I think I have six movies in my top five. Let me run them down in no particular order. I want to put Gladiator up there. And Transformers the movie, which I don't think they'll be remaking that, but who knows. Back to the Future, we can count it as a single movie or all of them. I already said The Karate Kid. What else was there? Oh, Coming to America and then Trading Places. Would they remake those? I don't know. It's hard to say. So, enough of my movie. And you're listening to Movie Phone with Mark the Movie Johnson. No, that doesn't sound right. So, there's not really any news this week. I mean, there kind of was, but by kind of was, I mean not really. There are some preview pages of Matt Johnson's Dark Entries, I believe, was the Ian Rankin Vertigo crime. We'll say Dark Reign. And to be honest, when I heard about it, I was like, eh. This isn't really news, by the way. I'm just talking about it. Because I'm not adding any bumper music or link. I'm lazy. I didn't even want to do this. I finally got my Fast and Furious Blu-ray to work. It's not mine. It's my friend's. So, yeah, Dark Reign looks pretty interesting. I'll probably pick that up if I'm still doing this show. No, I will be. Though I'm one step closer. Since I'm covering Brief Sandman here, I'm one step closer to quitting. But that looked pretty good. Maybe I'll see if I can get Matt Johnson on the show. Matt Johnson, if you're listening, I'd love to have you on the show. We got the same last name. We got the same last slave name. And we're both mixed. Although you look a little lighter than I do. By a little, I mean a lot. But I do look more Asian than black. So what are you going to do? I'd love to have you on. Talk about race and stuff. And how we hate the man. We hate the man. Nah, I'm just playing. All right, the man screws us over in Dark Reign. Yeah. I love all the Haiti support. Where's the support for New Orleans? Oh, who cares? That's neither here nor there. I suppose we should just get down right to it.
And now it's time for the rundown.
So, like I said in the intro, I am reviewing The Sandman, Brief Lives by Neil Gaiman. And surprisingly, Jill Thompson... Is Jill Thompson Azzarello's wife? So am I thinking of someone else? I don't remember. And Vince Locke. Instead of like Jill Thompson, Vince Locke, some other dude, and this chick, and someone else. That's got to be a first. I didn't write down a summary because I was lazy, and I don't think I really need to. But let me break it down for ya. Desire, for whatever reason in her messed up head, decides to want to go and look for destruction. I like destruction. As a Beast Wars quote, not Scorponok. Quick Strike. Coming to the Fusers, part one, I believe. Oh, go watch it. It's good. I completely lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Did I say Desire? I meant Delirium. Well, Delirium wants to look for her brother, Destruction. She asks Desire. He says no. She asks Despair. She says no. She asks Dream. He says yes, because he's all emo. He's very sad that the mortal woman left him. He makes it rain. But he don't make it rain like what make it rain means nowadays. Make it rain. Yeah, I know what I mean. So he's all sad. He's like this. Sure, I'll go help you. Let's go. And he wants to get out of diversion. So they go in our world and look for destruction. And along the way, there's deaths of course, some black lady. And then some old god. And out of a lot of trials and tribulations and driving cross country, he goes and asks his bodiless son. Now, I don't know why I'm talking like this. But I kind of sound... This is how... When I was reading Dream... These quotes... They all were like this. I don't know... It's like I have no idea why. But it would be like this. I am Dream. I will help you, sister. Like, he just... It just... Whenever I read his word bubbles... Would be really slow-like. And methodical. And like... That's how emo people are, right? I don't really know any emo people. Because they're a fucking bunch of wankers, that's why. So his son points them to the where Destruction is, and he's right across the island. They try to get him back. Of course, he says no, but he doesn't succeed. Succeed? Succession. Well, he doesn't give up being Destruction because he doesn't want anyone else to get to be that way. Gives Delirium, the dog, and then he bounces to the stars, or another plane, I'm not quite sure. And for helping them, Jimson, whose name I don't remember because he is also a winker, decides to be killed. There's not really much of a cool character in here. And that is the end. I believe it's the end. Let me double check. Can you hear that? Pages flipping? Because I don't download it. I really should, really. Because I don't really like these. I'm just going to resell them. Oh, no. Actually, after I'm done with the series, I'm going to email Neil Gaiman. And Neil Gaiman, if you're listening, I would love to have you on. I know I badmouth you, but I do buy a lot of your works. I love Coraline and Anansi Boys. American Gods. And I may have read one more. I don't think I really cared for it. Sandman. Hey, Neil, ignore all those. I love your work, man. Come along. I won't be a dick. Yeah, so I will buy them all, and then I will email him. And when he says no or rejects me, or just doesn't answer, then I will sell my entire run for Sandman trade. $60. I'm just kidding. Maybe a little more. These trades are pricey. Even on in-stock trades, we get 37% off on all stock trades. And if you order now, you can get a free Witchblade trade. And free orders over free shipping, $50 more. And that's InStockTrades.com. They are not an official sponsor of V for Vertigo. I like them and I use them. And they're probably not listening. So, it's been so long since I've read the last Sandman trade. I don't remember whether I liked it or not. I probably... It wasn't memorable. Because I don't remember it. But I probably don't think I did. Because the ones I do remember liking... I really loved the first one. And I like this one. This is number... Siete! It's seven, right? It's number seven. So I might not have liked it, since I like every other trade. And screw you, Peter Rios, the Sandman is overrated. But if you're listening, Neil, it's not overrated. It is the backbone of the Vertigo line. But if you're listening, Peter, no, it is overrated. Now, you know why I like this one? And why I continue to like every other one? Because every other one... They don't really focus on fucking Wanker Dream. I know you could say the first one kind of does, but not really. And he's not all emo. I'm Dream. I'm sad. I want to be loved. I like to wear black. I have my hair down. So this one didn't really focus on Dream. And that really helped. And along with one cohesive story, instead of saying... five short stories, which if there were five, I can understand when there's multiple short stories and then you have multiple artists, but it's very jarring to be, hey look, here's one story, hey look, here's five stories, hey look, here's one story, hey look, here's four stories, and then look, the next story, there's maybe one or two things from those four previous stories, but no, you gotta remember the first one story arcs. That's a couple trades ago. It's very hard to. So, I kind of had that problem here. You know what I do like? I don't like 80s comics in general. And this is clearly around the time I was born, right? But there was a lot of meat in here. I felt I got my money's worth. For the cover price of $19.99, it's nice and thick. Unlike, I want to say that third trade, where it was thin already, and then it ripped you off by having a fucking, I was about to say screenplay, but it was whatever the comics version is, and it was just retarded. But I got my meat in here. The issues were way more than 22 pages, and it felt, it didn't feel like a fast read. Although it might have been just when I read Dream's bubbles and they talk like this. I'm emo. I'm Dream. I am very sad. But, so I didn't mind it here. Good, pricey. This was a good trade. Now, what I liked here was Delirium. In fact, the fact that she's crazy like me, maybe a little more crazier than me, she may be my favorite out of the Endless. I mean, Destiny, he's the coolest, right? He's the guy in the Jedi robes. He's the guy with the big book. He's the guy that knows stuff, like as Layla Miller would say. He didn't really do much because he's a character you can't have much in much because he'll lose his mysterious vibe. Or he'll end up being like a, how do you pronounce it? Deus ex machina? Machina! I tried to explain that to my friend. She didn't know what it meant. And then I didn't know if I was saying it right. Like a double whammy. But Delirium's cool. She reminds me of a Layla Miller type. That little kid from The Matrix type. And I was going to say Jake Lloyd from episode 1, but no. The kid from The Sixth Sense. You know? She probably, because of her craziness, has the most insight. But I really did want to know how she became the light to Delirium. It's really weird. And I wish I had written this down, but I didn't. But, oh, Destruction said they had an opposite, like, was it Dreams is hope, and then Desires is hate or something, and so on and so forth. And that made me wonder if they had opposites. Are there actually, like, is there a hate endless? But then if they're opposites, would they not be endless? Would they be end? Now, I'm not being sarcastic. I actually really didn't want to know that. I hope I do find that out. But anyways. So yeah, I'm glad this journey was with Delirium. Kind of sad that it was with Dream, who's not very dreamy. As if it wasn't for her, and say if it was Mr. Mopey and Emo Dream, and he's way worse than when a woman leaves him, as all guys are, then I would have fucking hated this book. I would have been like, oh my god. Spare me this mockery of justice. That's another quote. Transformers the movie. I might watch that next. Fuck. So. It is weird though. Because I think about, I kind of liked you, Dream, the first trade. You were cool. I mean, you had that retarded, stupid ass looking mantis mask. Ooh, that was a rather weird show. The Mantis. I want to say it was on Fox and then on Sci-Fi. Black dude in a wheelchair. Go look it up. IMDb it, people. But, I don't know. Because Dream is weird. Like, he's all mopey. He's all sad. He's all emo. And then you read these flashback stories where he's a little more upbeat. I mean, he still wears black and has his hair all weird. But there's like some hit with hair. Him and Destruction in the 1700s or so. And he looks different and acts different. And then there have been ways like that throughout the entire trade. So, or the entire series. So go figure. I don't know. Speaking of appearances, Destruction's wasn't what I thought it looked like. Physically, it makes sense because he's the older brother. So you gotta be older. And he's the older John Goodman, Big Bear type, lovable character. So it makes sense that he was drawn that way. But his name is Destruction. Shouldn't he be... I don't know how you look destructive, but like Desire kind of looks desire-ish, whether she's a man or a girl, and then Despair looks like Despair, and so on and so forth, right? But he just looks like, reminds me of Little John in Robin Hood. I shall call you John Little. That was a good movie. I had that on DVD, but you know it sucks. Halfway through the movie, I got to turn it over on its side. I know, right? That's really updated. John Little. Another thing I liked reading about, and I wish they kind of delved into it more, it'll probably be explained in other trades, is that they showed other gods and mythical creatures, and while I do remember seeing them, maybe like the cat one, remember the weird cat story. I do remember seeing them in previous trades, but I don't remember them in others. I don't think I remember that at all. That's really the Sandman's fault. Whereas another, like say Preacher or Lucifer, well, not 100 Bullets, that's kind of confusing. But in Preacher or Lucifer, where you'll be like, oh, that's the dude from the last trade. And this one you'll be like, oh, that's the dude from 2 or 3 trades ago? I don't know. And it wasn't like a big thing, so. But what I didn't understand about this trade was why didn't Delirium and Dream just pop up where they wanted to go? It didn't make any sense. They wanted to drive cross country, some movie or something. It's like, do you have to? No, you can leave your realm to go to anywhere in space, right? I mean, when their quest got started, I was like, this might be cool, because their quest will assumably be taken in other worlds. Because it's always hinted at that death is not just confined to Earth, there's death all over, and then other beings are dreamed, and then there were other previous universes, and so on and so forth. Yeah, but it's all Earth. It's kind of lame. That part kind of annoys me. I was like, I want to see the other parts. I want to see that. To be honest, when they found Destruction, I didn't think they'd find him. I thought, I don't ask why, but I thought the Destruction threadline was going to just then be sewn to the rest of the series. Like, oh, we find him. Because I figured if they found him, and say they got him to go back, or there was some major reason why he couldn't, that if he did, then there'd be destruction in the realm, and then he didn't want to see it happen. Yeah, but I was completely wrong about that. It didn't matter, because we caused destruction ourselves. And, but I do wish they had more of a, like, why did he leave? Or, and if he could do it, and then more about the past. There was a former despair, and then suddenly Destiny's twin became despair. It's all really weird. I actually want to know more, and I hope the next 3 trades, 3, 4, whenever the series ends, it gets explained. As I said before, I really hate the fact that you had to remember a lot to what happened before. I blame the cast of characters and the weird writing. If the short stories, and there's a lot of them, every other trade, I bet you I'm going to hate the next trade. But if they were more interwoven, I might remember them more. As it is, I just keep forgetting. But hey. As I said in the beginning, I want to say this is the first time in at least a long time that there are just 2 artists in the book. I like it. It's consistent. I mean, even if one sucks, it's consistent, right? It's not every other story is jarring. It's like, oh my god. Even if there were 2 story arcs here, and 2 different ones, I wouldn't mind. So that switching of artists just constantly pulls me out of stories. But here, I wanted to keep reading, and I enjoyed it. And I remembered I had to take some notes to do the stupid show. I mean, I love this. I love this show and you people. Because blah, 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 blah. Email me if you want pizza roll. I watch that when I'm bored at work sometimes. Yeah, I love my phone. Email me if you want pizza roll. So yeah. Unfortunately, the one thing I do hate reading in comics is fucking lines of text. Well, I'm glad The Unwritten didn't go that way. I have a bookmark. But I did read Neil Gaiman's intro, which was way better than any of Bill Willingham's intros. What a wanker. And then he said for some reason he had Peter Straub. I was gonna say a Stephen King fame. That'd be kind of messed up though. But he had him, do an intro in the back of the book. And then I was like, oh, I'll read it when it ends. I figured, I think the reason he did that is because he might spoil something or some other. And I got there, and I saw the lines. Lines of lines. And I was like, oh. I think it's an essay on mortality and change. I was like, wow. I don't want to read it. And then, yeah. No, it really is like an essay. It is an essay. It's an essay that tells you what happens. I'm kind of skimming through it now, and I kind of want to know. But then if I read this, I might have said something that he said. I might have said that destruction says that the endless do not exist. They are merely mythic patterns, and as such do not have the authority to interfere with human lives. The only one of them to survive this epic in the ongoing story of the universe will be Death, who existed before life began. In time, mortals will cease to honor or accept the idea of patterns represented by the endless, and another great change will overtake them. And I might have said something along the lines of, Gaiman is preparing us for the end of the Sandman tales, perhaps even the end of the Sandman mythos itself, for a kind of death. I might have said something like that had I read Peter Straub's intro in the back. Yeah, but I didn't, so, you know, I just made that up by myself. Or I might have said, all of this action, emotion, and revelation is contained within a frame which contains in haiku-like... Is haiku-like one word? No hyphen, huh? Haiku-like form from the values and insights of the larger story. That's too insightful for some that I'd say. That, well, I just had a profound thought. It's the witching hour, people. How? You know what? Yeah, if that was in the front, I probably would have read it and then looked for what he was talking about and been like, whoa. But then I'd be like, oh, that fucker just spoiled the story. So I can see why it's in the back, but. Anyone else who likes reading text in comics should probably read it, but you know what the problem I had was? Dreams, thoughts went like this and slowed, and I have other stuff to read. Oh, my Mark critic score is a solid 4 out of 5. I really feel like I should enter a sound effect, right? That just booyah, booyah! Just like booyah, dunk it in his face. No, wait, that's why men can't jump. Yeah, I'm like movie quoting all over the place. I normally do. Alright. Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, I appreciate it if you left me some feedback on iTunes, even if it's just a star review. Just like click 5 star. Or click 1 star. Really 1 star, people? I don't care. Next week's review will be not Bite Club. I should really move this to the side. And give it back to my former friend. Human Tarjay, Final Cut. Ooh, in the last episode with the black dude who was on Lie to Me, the English black dude, it's pretty good. You know what disturbs me? Well, it doesn't disturb me, but it's always awkward. Seeing a black dude and he has an English accent. I'm like, you're supposed to, wait, you're English. Why do you have a... Yeah, it's weird. To a lesser extent, seeing an Indian with an English accent. Mainly because of Bashir. And I heard that shit for 7 years. Yeah, questions, comments, suggestions. You can email me at vertigocast@gmail.com. And I believe the forums are up at thecomicforums.com. See what's coming up. Visit the website at vforvertigo.blogspot.com. Follow me and my insane ramblings on twitter.com at hellsfire. And remember... You can't lose what you don't put in the middle, but you can't win much either.
And like that?